Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. At the end of the last issue, Flash is rushing off to save Peter from dying. Let's see if he makes it in time.
On to the final issue, issue 332. So,
guest starring the Green Lantern.
Yep. And it is like two-panel glory.
Hey,
this issue.
That was a guest star, all right.
We start this issue out basically where the last one ended. Flash is on the phone with Peter. The dynamite goes off. And Flash rushes. Like, he is at his top speed, which I find curious because this is his top speed is time travel.
Yeah, I was going to say, wouldn't that make him travel in time?
So, in theory, he could have been there quick. Anyway.
He could have been there before the bomb went off.
In theory. Again, comics. I don't know. He does make it in time to save his life.
It looks bad, but not hopeless yet. So far, Peter's only been hit by the first shockwave. The worst is yet to come. I still have 0.009 seconds away. Like, I love how he calculates these things out.
Well, he is... Yeah, he lives at... Like, a second to us is... What? Like, I can't remember exactly what... Like, a millionth of a second to him? I can't remember exactly what he said. It's been... I'm not going to say documented, but it's been stated.
Yeah.
So but the fact that he has to point it out every single time. He is able to get Peter out of the explosion, out of the office. He's hurt. He's not dead, but he's hurt.
And he's running him to the hospital.
Yeah. We pan over to this individual putting on this...
Rainbow Brigade costume.
Yep. Because this is the Rainbow Raider. I don't know when the last time we saw him in the Flash comic.
This is the first time I'd ever seen him.
Well, I've seen them before in other issues. But as for canonical time-wise, they say that the Flash threw him in jail in issue 2. I'm hoping he hadn't been gone for 330 issues.
Damn.
That's a long-ass time.
No shit.
Because they only did 12 issues a year at that time.
Holy shit. So that would have been like... Damn.
Yeah, right? I was
gonna, back in like the 60s.
I was going to try to do some quick math, but probably.
But issue, then again, I mean, you know, Rainbow Raider, Rainbow Rider would have been about the 60s time, so.
I mean, it makes sense. But I'm pretty sure he's popped up since then.
Probably.
Just not in Flash issues. I could be wrong. I don't know. I didn't feel like looking. By this point, I was already so pissed off at these issues. I didn't feel like looking
stuff up. No, I understand.
Up.
Like, I was watching this and. What the hell are his powers? There's a different power for each color of the rainbow.
I don't know. Like, because he has gadgets. Like, he's riding a rainbow, kind of, but he's shooting these beams out of his eyes.
To make
this bridge.
He's got the sort of Iceman thing going on, but from his eyes, and it's light instead of, you know, ice.
We go to the hospital. Flash has talked to the doctor, and they say that, you know, he's got massive injuries, but he should pull through. He's young and strong, but we have to keep working on him. Like, we just got to make sure he gets out of the bad situation. So Flash decides to go check in on Fiona Webb. And the nurse is like, who was really, really...
Swimming for him?
Yeah, kind of. Like, she was happy to see the face.
Dude, she looks like she's orgasming in that picture.
That one top, yeah.
Yeah.
She is definitely super happy. But he's asking where Fiona went. And she had to reiterate again. It's like, look, I'm looking for Mrs. Webb. Where is she? Or Miss Webb. Where is she? It's like, well, she was released. Like, she, these last few weeks, she had progressed really well. No, I'm sorry. She had progressed really badly. And so they transferred her to a psychiatric clinic upstate, as an outpatient, I believe.
Yeah,
they just want to get rid of her.
Basically, yeah.
They were like, "Fuck that, 80s man."
You're doing wonderfully. Get out.
Yeah. So the Flash, he was not happy about that. So he rushes off. He leaves.
And as this is going on, we've got old Riker. What the hell is his name?
Parley.
What do they call him though?
Pallet. Fuck, now they remember.
Rivik.
They call him Riddick, but Redick.
Rydick,
but that's not right. Parlay. No, it's because that's... Hold on. Edit time. So, Mr. Redick.
Yeah, is talking to somebody on the phone. He's basically coercing this person into planting some kind of item for him that's supposed to make N.D. Riddick the ideal choice to be the lawyer for the Flash.
Yeah, he's
basically trying to make it to where he gets the job because he wants the
notoriety.
Yeah, he wants, you know, the prestige that comes with being the Flash's.
I mean, because this is gonna be it's the trial of the century for Central City. This is so high profile. This is basically the O.J. Simpson case of his career.
Like, yeah.
This case will make or break you. And Flash is... I mean, he doesn't give a flying fuck about this guy.
Yeah.
The reason he wanted Peter Farley
was... because he knew him.
Yeah.
So he trusted him.
He knew his character.
Yeah. But then you've got the Flash running around, like, you know, talking about everything that's going on with Fiona and... the fact that Barry's missing and Barry Allen's messed up her life and now he's missing and presumed dead. And then he's like, what in the hell is this? And there's the reward posters that Fry's been putting up everywhere.
Yep.
And so he goes through and he's tearing the shit out of them.
Tearing everyone he could find at this. I mean, he could find them all if he really wanted to.
But yeah.
He just finds these few here.
He runs back to the villain mansion and gets a
telegram.
Telegram, yeah.
Yep. From C. Horton, Farley's partner. The letter says, have been informed of my partner Peter Farley's tragic accident. Am willing to take over case if you approve. We'll be arriving from Europe tomorrow. So Horton
is a fucking rich motherfucker.
Yeah, Horton is loaded. Well, again, villain fucking mansion.
Yeah.
Like, of course Horton is loaded.
Should have been the first warning sign. Oh.
Well, so we then go back to this armored truck.
Well, we go to, not necessarily back to.
We go to this armored truck, and the Rainbow Raider is shooting his heat beam at
the truck. This is the red power that he's got.
I don't know. So he blows up the truck. The truck explodes, but yet somehow all the money is fine.
And he uses sucks a it up. Vacuum.
It's like a vacuum gun.
But it only catches the money, miraculously.
He's scientific?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know.
And these little kids are watching, and he's like, yes, the Rainbow Raider is back. Rainbow Raider.
Yeah. Rainbow Raider is back. Okay. So go back to police headquarters. Reddick is talking to Captain Fry, and he wants to put in a good word to try and get the Flash case. He's just doing everything he can. Like he's already talked to journalists to put a letter to the editor in for him. Now he's talking to the captain because the captain's friends with Flash. He wants Flash to put in a good word. Like he's doing everything possible, which I don't blame the guy. I mean. This, like we had said, it's a make-or-break case.
Yeah, because he's already a big-time lawyer, so this is just him trying to get more show, you know?
Well, and this, if you could do something like this would put your name in history.
Yeah.
Like, this case will put your name in history.
But see, I still wouldn't want to be a douchebag lawyer, so well, I'd rather just stay away
from it. Fair, but...
But when you are a douchebag lawyer, yeah, this is the prestige of douchebag lawyerism.
This is top tier. So, Flash is running through Central City, and Rainbow Raider is just flying around, and he sees the Flash down there. So, he decides to fire at him with his goggles. I don't know what
it's the orange beam this time.
Okay, fires an orange beam, but Flash is so quick with his visual perception.
Otherwise, I never would have spotted the reflection of an energy beam coming my way in time to take evasive actions. Yeah. So anyways, fighting ensues, blasting him with different colors, different things, do different things.
He does, one thing I will point out is that the Raider uses, he flashes his red beams at the crowd to make them angry so that they go attack the Flash, and, the Flash isn't going to hit the crowd. So he ends up, cycling the air out from them.
And making them pass out.
Yep.
And as this is going on, the Rainbow Raider is trying to get away. He's riding his Rainbow Raider Rainbow to run away. And the Flash runs up the Rainbow after the Raider.
Yes. Tries to that until gets
hit
fast.
Until Jesus he gets Christ. Hit with royal rings of blue. And the blue power rings apparently stop him, but his momentum carried him over the Rainbow Road, just honestly, like playing Mario Kart.
It almost nice. It almost looks like it froze him, because just the way he's falling, it looks like he was like mid-step, and then...
They're Prisma Bands.
Yeah.
And then there's a big green stop sign that pops up on the Rainbow Road.
Right in front of him, and then right pops behind up behind him.
And then they smash him in between.
Yep.
And since they're green, the only thing we can think of, because there's, you know, the little telltale that it gave us at the beginning of a guest star.
On the cover. The cover of the book that, you know, you can't really surprise people. Which I wonder, is that why they don't do covers like that anymore?
Probably.
Disappointing.
I mean, sometimes they do, but it's not usually not. It's usually not because there's, like... It's never a, you know, surprise thing. It's always like a, hey, read this because this other hero's in it, so you want to see this hero.
Like the earlier issue, I think it was 327, it had the cover is the Judgment of the Flash from the Justice League, and it had, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down. There's a new Justice League was going
to
be in there.
There was another thing about that. Can you go back to that?
I sure can.
Okay, the middle thumb on the right-hand side is neither pointing up nor down. It's making a fist.
I think that's that looks like Hawkman's glove, maybe?
See what happened was, hey, they cut out this part of it.
The middle finger?
Because look at it. The way that he's holding his thumb.
Look at this one. Like, it looks like he's just trying to hitchhike.
And actually, like, if you look at that...
It's bad.
It's that's horrible drawing. Because even...
It's terrible.
Anyways,
let's finish up this.
Yeah,
this
let's
issue
do
here.
That because this is the last one, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so anyway, so Hal or
Hal.
Yeah, it's Hal, but it's the Green Lantern. Stops the Rainbow Rider Raider
guy.
Literally stops him. Stop signs.
Him and Barry go off. They start talking. What's going on? Flash explains the whole story because Hal Jordan's he's been gone for some time. He's been off Earth. Which is why he wasn't at the tower when they had the vote. And Green Lantern's like, well, is there anything I can do to help? I could be a witness for you too. Flash is like, no, I appreciate it, but you know, I gotta take care of this myself and you know, I'll see you later. He goes back to the villain mansion.
Takes off his mask in the place that's got all the security.
That's the second time he's done that. He did it earlier after he got the telegraph.
And somebody opens a door and out comes some legs.
Yeah, so as he is on the phone, he's talking to... what was he talking to? Oh, he's talking to the doctor at the hospital to see how Peter Farley's going, how his condition is.
Yeah.
The doctor says it's, you know, still not good. You know, I don't have good news for you just yet. While he's doing that, while he's talking on the phone, we see this car pull up to the villain mansion. And once Barry gets off the phone with the doctor, he hears the doorbell. He puts the mask back on. I don't know why she rang the doorbell to her own
house.
Although, I guess she does know he's there.
Yeah, trying to be polite, maybe.
Yeah. So, he runs over to the door, opens it up, and he sees Cecil Horton.
Cecil. That's a girl.
Yeah, fuck you. He sees Cecil
Horton.
Thank you.
At words, your service.
Words are hard. And this, she is Peter Farley's partner.
Dude, she is dressed interesting for a lawyer. She's literally
got back from Europe.
Okay, she's got a fucking gold wristwatch thing hanging off of her neck on a chain. You know, Flava Flav.
it's just tiny. It's
dude, it's still hanging on a chain from her neck.
It's a stopwatch.
Then she's got these big-ass superhero boots on. and then the Jubilee jacket.
Yeah.
Except in pink instead of yellow.
Yeah.
And then a very provocative black dress with a...
well, she got leggings underneath. She's fine.
Yeah. Actually, I think that's just hose. She got hose.
And yeah, we end the issue with her saying, hey, I'm here to take care
of his case, especially yours.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I'm Peter's partner and law partner, and I will take over the case if you'll have me. And that's where we end the issue. I have to say, these issues annoyed the piss out of me.
Yes, they were so tedious and drawn out, and just the stupid, like, side shit
yeah.
just going on. It was pointless. It was like...
Okay, so I get that this is the lead up to the trial. We're only going to have tiny things for it. But even like the three-issue arc with Grodd, the fuck was
nothing,
that?
Had nothing whatsoever. Like it was just a way for them to kill time between...
Leading up to the trial.
It's like, I know that I need the trial to be at this date.
Yep.
So until we get to that point, how are we going to fill this in?
Yeah.
And then they hit the fucking bong. And they're like, but what if, like, Gorilla Grodd was, like, a bum? And, like,
he took and he just over, didn't know?
And then, like, he remembered because they said Gorilla.
Yeah.
And then, like, once they said Gorilla, he was like, I am Gorilla. And then, like, there were these dudes, and one of them was, like, a Nazi. And like
he hanging out with like other ethnicities, like that makes what? I just don't.
And then Gorilla Grodd took over their minds so they could get this penthouse apartment with this cool pool and some hot chicks. And then all the dudes turn into chicks while they're in the pool. And like,
it was so. I don't want to say bad things about comics because I love reading them. But these issues were just so bad.
I honestly, the comics like this make me glad that I came into comics when I did.
Yes, right.
Because yes, they might not have been as great as they are more recently,
mm-hmm.
but at least comics when I was a kid made more sense than this.
Yeah, yeah. It just, for me, these issues, we're reading them to get to the trial. They are the lead up to the trial.
They are just filler.
They really are.
It's like the middle episodes of Dragon Ball Z.
Or you mean every episode of Dragon Ball Z?
Except for the ones where the actual fights happen.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, like I said, the middle ones.
So the 10 episodes of Goku charging up the Spirit Ball?
Or running down the, Dragon Road, or everybody staring at each other going, Yeah. Anyways.
So hopefully our next one we read will be better, which is the Avengers, so it should be.
Yeah.
In theory. Hopefully.
Although the last Avengers we read was pretty comical.
But it was enjoyable.
That's true.
That's the thing.
That's true.
Those were comical and enjoyable. This was kind of shoddy writing.
Yeah.
With terrible art. And the story made no sense.
And it's like, man, no wonder why Marvel moved to the front. Oh.
In the 80s. Early, before Crisis, yeah. After Crisis, and they changed everything.
Well, exactly. Different story. Exactly. They had to have a crisis.
They did have to have a crisis. They needed it, dude. But we'll get to there in due time. Ron, again, thanks for coming on here.
It was fun.
It really is. Even with the bad books,
yeah.
It still is fun. Because
we have something to make fun of.
We can pick it all apart. So, all right. Until next time, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.